This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by relationship expert Dr. Maureen Hosier.
And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and today I've got a really special show for you because it's the most beautiful day of the year. And that's because it's Mother's Day. And I love my mom so much, okay? I'm outing myself. I'm a mama's girl, okay? I admit it. My mom is my best friend. I call her every day. I love her. I'm crazy about her, which is why I honestly feel giddy this morning, like I actually won the mom lottery. Seriously, my mom is my superhero, man. We're talking Batman and Robin. We're talking Wonder Woman. We're talking superhero, or that very sexy Thor. She is my superhero, and she is someone that I admire, I respect, I adore, and I look up to. You see, no matter what my mom was going through in her life, like a miserable divorce, heartache, loss, you know, just those awful times, my mom always made me feel truly loved and adored. I mean, just the way that my mom looks at me makes me melt. Her eyes are so loving and her smile is so beautiful. Can you figure out that I'm crazy about my mom or what? And listen, my mom had six crazy and insane kids like me, with a lot of energy, okay? So our house on Goya Street was like a wild zoo with kids and dogs and animals everywhere. I simply cannot imagine how my mom honestly did everything that she did, because I want you to know something about my mom. We were dirt poor. My mom worked three jobs, man, to put food on the table. And you know that food that she put on the table? It was the best food ever. I love my mom's cooking as well. And the thing is, my mom cooked all the meals. She went to my baseball games and my softball games. And you know what? Other than my brother, Rusty, who I love and adore, my mom was my biggest fan. And yet, every single day, no matter what crazy is going on, I feel loved and I feel adored by my mom, which is tremendous and something that I truly wish for every child on this great planet. Because the thing is, I am a believer that if your kid, your kids, your dogs, your husband, your wife, your lover, if they feel loved and adored, I'm certain that they're going to have a better chance of living happier and more successful lives with meaningful connections and relationships. We're not talking sociopaths devoid of feelings, okay? We're talking about love and connection. And that is why the very first thing that I want to do this morning with goosebumps is say happy Mother's Day to my beautiful mom. And thank you so much, Mom, for everything that you have ever done for me over the past 54 years. You see, the bond that I share with my mom, it's unbelievable. And something that I honestly thank God for every day. I'm going to tell you what it feels like to love my mom like I do. You ready? It's like that feeling I had when the Giants won the World Series in 2010 and 2012 and again in 2014. It's like hitting 21 when you've doubled down. The feeling, the rush, the joy, it's unbelievable. I also want to wish all of you a very happy and glorious Mother's Day. And I honestly hope that you feel and are celebrated, right? You're appreciated. You're loved by your kids, your dogs, and your family. But you know what else I want to do this morning? I also want to acknowledge and recognize how hard this day is for many of you because you don't have your mom. And that's heartbreaking, man. And it's a day that I do not look forward to at all in my lifetime. I mean, let's be real here. If you love and adore your mom like I do, not having her here on Mother's Day or a birthday or the holidays, that sucks, right? It hurts, and it doesn't even matter. It's been a year, 5 years, or a decade. That pain is still there. That's why I want to share a story with you. You see, one of my dearest friends told me a couple of years ago when we went to dinner to celebrate her mom's birthday. You know what she said? She said to me with tears rolling down her beautiful face, "Ronnie, I would give my right arm right now, cut it off, if I could just have one more hour with my mom before she died." And I got to tell you something. When my friend told me that, it shocked me. And it took my breath away because you know what? My friend was dead serious. After all, her mom died hours within not feeling so good, and there wasn't a whole lot of time to say the things that you want to say to your mom immediately before she dies. Ever since she told me this, I want to tell you something. I hug and kiss my mom even more so than I did before, which is unbelievable. Now, I also realize that some of you weren't raised by an affectionate and loving mom like I was, and my five siblings were, and you weren't raised by a mom who taught you things like having courage, right? Or standing up to the bullies, or speaking your voice. Because I'm going to tell you something. My mom was amazing and stood up to the bullies. And she was out there working three jobs just to put food on the table. So can you imagine what she went through in the 50s and 60s? Believe me, it was a different time. You know, and I also realize that some of you don't even really like your mom because your mom may have been cold or bitter or negative, angry, or not even affectionate. Or what about those of you with a mommy dearest type of mom? Listen, I totally understand why you're addicted to wine and prescription drugs. However, if there's ever a day for you to forgive your mom for hurting you or for hurting someone you love or adore, or even forgiving yourself for hurting your mom or someone else, it's today on Mother's Day, which is why I encourage you to hug your mom as if it's your last Mother's Day together. Because listen, it could very well be. Because you have no idea what your last day on earth is going to be or when your mom is going to die. Listen, death is inevitable, and you're going to be giving everyone your last hug. Just make sure it's special, especially for your mom. And if you're a mom on Mother's Day, you know what I encourage you to do? Besides anything you want to do, right? Make others cook for you and rub your feet and rub your back and take you wherever you want to go. I encourage you as a mom to kiss your kids. I want you to kiss them way more today than you did yesterday. I also want you to hug them more and tell them how much you love them. Please ask them to turn their cell phones off, the TV and the video games, so you can actually do what you need to do on Mother's Day, and that's be with the children you love. After all, I've got to tell you a secret. I know far too many parents who lost their kids to cancer or accidental drug overdoses or worse, which is why today doesn't feel so great for them. Come on. I don't care how many kids you have. If one of your kids dies before you, I just don't think Mother's Day is ever going to feel the same to you. So we don't need to pretend, and we need to be honest and authentic. So if you want to cry, you cry as much as you need to cry today. And just remember, God is real, as is eternal life. Now, I want to tell you something about my mom. I need to brag for a minute. First of all, when I was a little kid, my mom was the single most beautiful woman in the entire neighborhood, which is why all of my guy friends loved hanging out at my house. I'm talking, my mom was like Raquel Welch type of beauty, like drop dead, stunning, gorgeous, with a smile that lit up a room. Everywhere I ever went, men stared at my mom because you know what? She was all that and a bag of bagels. And I say bagels because, listen, my mom fed us bagels for breakfast and lunch and dinners, which is why I'm addicted to carbohydrates. Thanks, Mom. And remember, listen, I was a super skinny kid. I was flat-chested. I was a tomboy. I didn't look anything like my mom, and yet she taught me and raised me to be a strong woman, to follow what I believe in, to have the courage and the guts to be authentic, and I cannot thank her enough for what she has done for me. All right, the last thing that I want to tell you is that my mom was one of the most optimistic and loving people I've ever met. In fact, she always told me my whole life that I could do anything, and I believed her. And so on this Mother's Day, I just hope that you encourage your kids, you tell them how much you love them, and you celebrate how special you are as a mom. All right, everyone, I've got an amazing show for you today because you know why? We're talking about you, moms. We're talking about health and money. And you know what else? I'm bringing my mom into studio and I'm going to interview her and ask her how she has remained sane raising six crazy kids. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
The following segment is brought to you by Dr. Martin Bestuba, the official board-certified urologist and male fertility doctor of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I got a secret for you. I love Dr. Martin Bestuba because he wants to help you conceive and have a family so that you can become a mom and celebrate this glorious day. Good morning, Dr. Bestuba.
Good morning, everyone.
Dr. Bestuba, I'd like to start our interview off on Mother's Day with a simple question, and that is, how did your mom influence your amazing life?
Well, wow. You know, like most moms, she had a huge influence on many, many aspects of my life, but really, both of my parents were very supportive of my education. I was the last of six boys, and the last five of us were supposed to be a girl, but my parents took it in stride, and I was the only one to get to go to college. I just did well in school and kept on getting scholarships, and they were right there every step of the way, and my mother took great pride in that, and it was very powerful. So kind of usual mom stuff.
And what I love about our topic today, Dr. Bestuba, is that we're talking vasectomy reversals, which means men are going to be able to impregnate their wives, their partners. Can you please start this off with explaining what is a vasectomy reversal?
Absolutely. And the first thing is, what is a vasectomy? And a vasectomy is just a blockage of the vas deferens tube on each side so that sperm no longer comes out when a man ejaculates. A reversal is changing that process back so that there is open flow of sperm back in the ejaculate. And so there are various ways it needs to be done, two main ways. But at the end of the day, that's what's going on. We're just putting flow back so we have sperm back.
And Dr. Bestuba, why do men seek out your services to have a vasectomy reversal? What are their reasons and the intent behind doing so?
Well, you know, Ronnie, the most common thing is just a new relationship. As we know, not all relationships work, and sometimes, and usually it's 10 or 20 years later where new love happens and a man is wanting to start a family with someone. Although sometimes it's just and actually my favorite thing is when a family just changes their mind. They've had one or two kids and thought they were done and then later decide, no, you know, we want more of that. And a loving home, and they just, you know, they know what they're getting into, so that's always a nice thing. And sadly, at least once or so times a year, it's a situation where maybe a couple has lost a child, and they want to try to build their family back to the size that it had been. So if you've had a change in your life, if you are in a different situation now and you've had a vasectomy, I would be delighted to talk with you about vasectomy reversal or sperm retrieval. And so our number is 619-286-3520, 619-286-3520. 3520, or we're on the web at www.malefertility.md.
Now, Dr. Bastuba, obviously your patients want to know the success rate for a vasectomy reversal.
Well, absolutely, and that's one of the things that I'm most proud about. I've been here in San Diego for 25 years now, and over that time, I've constantly worked on perfecting my technique, and I know that our success rates in my program are as high as anyone in the world, and currently we're at 94% to 98% that we can put sperm back. So it's not quite a perfect procedure, but it's a very highly successful procedure. We do everything the right way. We do it with board-certified anesthesia, and everything is done by the book for the patient's protection.
Well, first of all, congratulations on that unbelievable success rate. It must feel wonderful for you and your staff when you help, of course, people conceive. What I want to know about is the testing. What type of testing do you perform before you, you do any of this?
Well, the great majority of men have already had a child in a prior relationship, and so we usually don't need to do any testing. I do their history and physical exam, but if those things are normal, then a man doesn't stop making sperm, doesn't even slow down making sperm when they've had a vasectomy. Now, I have a number of men who are in their 50s, 60s, sometimes even in their 70s, and then I might want to do a little hormone testing. But the great majority of the time, we don't need to do any testing on them, and they're usually good surgical candidates. And then the other thing is, and maybe just as important, we always recommend that the female is aware of what her fertility status is. As you know, the way I put it is, if a man is willing to lay his testicles on the line for his woman, it's appropriate that she be checked out to make sure that she's ready to run with that football at kickoff and that she doesn't have a significant fertility issue. So we do always recommend that.
Now, for those of you just joining us, I'm with board-certified urologist, sexual dysfunction doctor. This is Dr. Martin Bastuba, and as you can hear, he is amazing, and his goal is to help you and your family. Now let's talk about storing sperm. Do your clients want to store their sperm for future use in case there's a change of mind somewhere down the road?
Well, yeah, we have a sperm bank, and that's part of our main mission is trying to protect people's fertility. So we have something called the Freeze First program for guys having vasectomies. We urge them to consider freezing sperm, and we offer it at a very low price to just, if there is a future change of heart, then you don't need a vasectomy reversal because we've already frozen things ahead of time, and it actually is a lot less expensive. People who are having vasectomy reversals, sometimes we will draw off sperm at the same time for other fertility procedures such as IVF, and we can freeze it then. And so we freeze a lot of things. And I'd like to encourage everyone, if you have fertility concerns, if you have issues that you'd like to discuss, please call us. We are the Fertility Center of California. The number is 619-286-3520. And our website is www.malefertility.md. We'd love to hear from you, and we take great pride in trying to help everyone to achieve the family size that they have in mind.
Now, Dr. Bastuba, I realize that you've been doing this for decades and that you are, in my opinion, the best in the country, which is why clients fly in from all over the world. What about the pain level, and what is that like?
I've done nearly 3,500 vasectomy reversals over the past 25 years. And what I tell patients is it's the same anatomy, the same structures as for your vasectomy, so it's very similar having a vasectomy reversal. And in fact, there's a new medication that we can put into the area that keeps them numb there for 3 days. And when we use that, they typically don't even need any narcotics, just some Motrin type of things usually would suffice.
And obviously, Dr. Bastuba, a very important question to ask you is this. How can our audience get a hold of you? Do they call Martha? Who do they call to get an evaluation so they can come in and see you? Because, again, you want to help families conceive, so Mother's Day are very special.
The thing is that our practice is unusual. In fact, I don't know of any fertility practice that does things the way we do. We have a patient navigator, and her name is Martha, and she is very good at getting patients in. So if you were to call 619-286-3520, you'd likely be directed to Martha, especially if the interest is in a vasectomy reversal. And what she tries to do is take care of things and make things flow smoothly from the get-go, from that first call until things are taken care of. And then another very important thing that I'd like to just mention is that we want to work with the couple until pregnancy is achieved, which is true success. And so we actually have a female fertility person is part of our team trying to work with the whole couple until they achieve their family goals.
Well, Dr. Bastuba, I so appreciate your outstanding advice. And of course, I'm grateful that you help families conceive. All right, everyone, as you can hear, I'm fired up today because it's Mother's Day and I love my mom. In fact, I am bringing my mom in studio and she is my very special guest of the day. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
The following segment on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by OIC Tax Services at 800-695-3010.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I love my mom, okay? It's Mother's Day. I have goosebumps. I feel love in my heart, and I hope all of you are having a wonderful Mother's Day. All right, I've got Bob in studio, and as you know, Bob is our tax man, our tax genius, and he's here to help you, man. He's here to help you with your money and your taxes. Bob, the first question I want to ask you on this beautiful Mother's Day is simple. How did your mom influence your life?
My wonderful mom influenced me in these ways. She taught me how to cook, sew a button on a shirt, how to iron my clothes, how to operate in a civilized society. Because, you know, Ronnie, she told me, son, you're going to need this. I guarantee it. So after I learned how to tie my shoes, I learned how to sew a button on. I learned how to iron my clothes, my shirts. I learned how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So yeah, my mom taught me the basic life skills. I thank her so much.
Yeah, Bob, that's what I love about you. You always speak so highly of your mom. Bob, given the fact that it is Mother's Day, you and I have to be honest. There are some moms listening right now who unfortunately owe the IRS or haven't filed their tax returns or have a husband who's dealing with tax issues. Can you talk about what it is like for a woman, a single mom, to owe the IRS or the Franchise Tax Board, and more important, how you help?
It is such an emotional issue, especially for single moms, because, you know, they're out on an island a lot of the times. They're taking care of the kids. They have to wear two hats. They're the father and the mom to these kids. It is an emotional drain on them, especially if they're trying to rebuild their credit or if they're trying to rebuild and get into a new home. It is such a stressful item for these single moms. They lose sleep. They don't know who to trust. They don't know who to call. Now you've got an ex-husband that quite possibly could have the same issue. they're divorced, and the IRS has taken and split that debt, not in half, you each get the debt. So now you've got the same debt, only both people owing it. It is such a stressful, horrible time for a single mom to owe the IRS or the franchise tax board.
I love that point, Bob, that sometimes you marry someone and then you unfortunately owe, and that's why I encourage, of course, everyone to call you to talk about these issues. Now, what type of programs are available for moms, right, for families who are struggling with debt? Because you and I know tax refunds have already been spent. It's now May, and people are feeling the crunch. What advice do you have?
Well, I see a lot of single moms who get into a payment plan with the IRS that is way too low. It's not going to pay the debt off, even when they take their tax refunds. They're in this, what I call the hamster wheel. They continually send in these small payments. The debt never goes down. It barely pays the interest or the penalties. We have resolution for people in these situations. We can look at the currently non-collectible program. This is where we can stop your payments. We can put you into an uncollectible status with the IRS. You protect your bank account, you protect your paycheck, and you protect your lifestyle. And of course, there's a limitation to when these taxes do expire. Please call me at the office if you have questions about this. 1-800-695-3010. That's a direct line.
And Bob, let's also talk about business owners. You and I know that plenty of moms own businesses. And unfortunately, a lot of women that I know, they don't love math like I do. Can you also talk about bookkeeping and how you help moms with their bookkeeping?
Well, yes, I can, Ronnie. You know, bookkeeping is math, just simple math. What goes in goes out. We have to keep track of all your receipts and all your expenses. Single moms who are running small businesses, and I do have quite a few of them. I've got a gal in Long Beach that runs a bikini shop, which I think is fantastic. I have never had a chance to visit, but I certainly want to. We keep her books every year. We make sure the bikinis are being sold at the proper amount for her revenue. She's thrilled about it. She did fall behind on her taxes a few years ago. We got her caught up and got her business expenses straightened out. Now the bikinis are selling like hotcakes.
Bob, listen, when you talk about that bikini store, I noticed my producer Mike's ears perked up a little bit. Now, Bob, let's also talk a little bit about the franchise tax board. You see, you and I live in the most beautiful state on the planet, California, with the worst governor on the planet. And we pay the most taxes to the state. So can you also talk about the franchise tax board? Because a lot of moms owe them money as well.
Yes, I can, Ronnie. The franchise tax board, in my humble opinion, has become rather draconian. You know, if you get a wage garnishment from the franchise tax board, you can't release it. You can only modify it. The franchise tax board has a 20-year statute of limitations to collect taxes. This could sound like a lifetime for some people. So when you owe the franchise tax board, maybe you don't have all your taxes prepared and filed. That is critical. Also, we can take a look, because there are programs with the franchise tax board that, unfortunately, they don't tell you about. They do have an offer and compromise program with the franchise tax board. My telephone number here at OIC Tax Services, 1-800-695-3010. If you got a problem with the franchise tax board, please give me a call.
Bob, another issue that you and I were discussing the other day had to do with tax returns. Now, I realize it's Mother's Day and it's glorious. However, a lot of your clients have come to you and you've assessed their tax returns and realize there are numerous mistakes. Talk about amending tax returns, because you also do that for a lot of moms in our great country.
Yes, and for those small business owner moms, we do get tax returns that we do review. And one of the craziest stories that I've heard is that they didn't want to file their tax returns because they didn't want the IRS or the state to know about them. Well, of course they're going to know about you. Goodness gracious. So secondly, we want to take a look at your expenses, because your expenses need to be properly addressed on these tax returns. You're doing a Schedule C or an S corporation. We want to make sure that they are realistic and they make sense to the IRS, or that's going to trigger an audit if they don't.
Bob, I'm so glad that you brought up the A word. It's also that time of year where we know the IRS is hungry for more of your money. talk a little bit about the audit process and what moms need to know if they're audited.
Yes, I can. And we will talk about the A word. Now, if you get an audit notice, please call me at 1-800-695-3010. We can do your audit remotely. Listen, when you get an audit, it is probably one of the most unnerving situations that you're going to have. You're going to have an audit that's either a correspondence office, a field office, or maybe you have that revenue agent coming out to your office. That is also very unnerving. You need representation for an audit. If you're being audited for 3, 4, 5 years and you got to walk into the IRS with your books, you need a professional to handle this for you. No question about it.
And Bob, the last issue that I want to talk about is, of course, we know that you can be audited. Of course, we know that you can have bad books. You can owe the IRS. Can you just shed some light on the offer and compromise program? Because you have settled taxpayers' cases for so much money than they owe. And I just want you to shine a light on this subject.
Yes, the offer and compromise program is a real sexy program with the IRS, and a lot of people don't understand it. They think that the IRS is, you just fill out the paperwork and send it to the IRS. That is not correct. This needs to be reviewed by a tax professional before you submit this offer and compromise. It's a great program. It's a great release valve for a lot of taxpayers. We have to look at your numbers, your expenses, your assets. That all comes into play with the offer and compromise program. If you're looking to do an offer, I analyze this for you for free. 1-800-695-3010. Please call me.
All right, Bob. It's so great to see you on this beautiful Mother's Day. Guess what, everyone? I have a big surprise for you. I am bringing my mom in. She's 86 years old, and she's amazing. And she is my very special guest today on Mother's Day. That interview is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by board-certified plastic surgeon, Dr. David Sadat.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I have goosebumps right now because I'm staring at my mom. That's right. I brought my mom in studio, and she is our special guest because it is Mother's Day. And I love my mom. Good morning, Mom.
Oh, good morning, sweetheart. Thank you for inviting me. That was so kind.
Of course, Mom. I want to have you in studio. So it's Mother's Day, and which means I just want to ask questions, and I want us to have a good time with it. So my first question is, how did you do it? Mom, how did you do it?
First of all, it was tough. You got to understand, being a mother is not easy. But, you know, you do what you have to do. As soon as they lay that baby in your arms, you're hooked. It got you. And you love that child for the rest of your life. That child is part of your body, and you love it with all your heart.
And that's the thing, Mom. I talk about how loving you are, how kind you are. How were you able to remain so loving to us? And so kind when things were crazy, Mom, and we had so many kids, divorces, we had all sorts of things happen.
Well, first of all, I'm a loving human being. I love the world. I love God. I love life. And I love my children. I love pets. I love dogs. I'm a loving person. And when you have children and you hold them and you kiss them and love them, it is the most wonderful feeling in the world, Ronnie, because they need you. Their whole life depends on you.
And you know, Mom, you and I have had this conversation, how difficult it is to raise children. Do you believe, Mom, that it was harder for you to raise six children back in the day, right? The 60s, the 70s, the 80s. Or do you believe, Mom, that it's more difficult today in the 21st century, 2018?
Well, I can't compare my circumstances because I raised six children and I had to work. And that was very, very difficult. I always felt very guilty about the fact that I had to work because I wasn't giving them 100% of my time. But you can only do what you can do. But when I was home, I loved them, and they knew it. I mean, they weren't always the best children, Ronnie. I mean, my God, are you kidding? Four boys and a wild female? Are you crazy?
So, Mom, that's what I want to ask you about, okay? Can you tell me what it was like to be called on a daily basis by a different principal at a different school talking about your crazy kids?
Ronnie, I will never forget when we were playing with water balloons in the summer, and you went to school the next day and you filled a balloon and threw it in school, and they called me up. And she said to me, do you know what your daughter Ronnie did? She threw a water balloon at school. And I said, and I started laughing. I said, oh my God, well, we did that yesterday. So I wasn't very sympathetic. She wasn't happy.
Who's happy, Mom?
What about your brothers? When I was working and they called me up and they said, Mrs. Fisher, do you know what your sons are doing and have done? I said, no, what? They were at Save-On stealing candy. I said, oh, God. Oh, God. And I said, are the police there? She said, no. I said, well, call them and let them take them away because maybe it'll teach them a lesson.
Now, for those of you just joining us, I have my mom in studio and she just outed my brothers. Not me, my brothers. So, Mom, this is what I want to know. I believe that you have one of the best sense of humors I've ever had. You are so funny. You make me laugh. Where did you get that sense of humor from?
I have no idea, Ronnie. I'm just an easygoing person, basically. I don't get angry that quickly. And I love people. I love life. Why should I get angry? Why not be happy? Be happy.
Oh, Mom, I love having you here. All right, let's talk a little bit about you. I've seen you perform in theater. You are a brilliant actor. You are a great singer. How did you fall in love with theater?
Well, when I was 3 years old, my mother sent me to singing and dancing school. I was another Shirley Temple in her eyes. And I used to sing and dance on the stage, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And as I got older, I kept doing this, and I enjoy theater. I really do. And so I did theater work back in Southern California, and even up here when I played in the Fiddler.
You make a great Yenta, Mom.
I was.
All right, and Mom, let's talk about growing older. You said something to me the other day that I should only live as long as you so I can experience what you're going through, okay? Can you please tell me, what is it like to grow older? What's going on for you?
Ronnie, you know, it's not easy. I mean, especially for a woman like myself who has an ego, you know, and all of a sudden you're dripping and and you can't stop it. And you're coughing and you're dripping. And it's horrible. And you look in the mirror and you see all these wrinkles and you say, what happened? I used to be so gorgeous.
You know what, Mom? I'm really glad that you brought that up. Because in my earlier segment, when you were not in studio, I talked about you when I was a younger child. And I believe you're beautiful today. However, I described you, Mom, like Raquel Welch. Your body, your face, all my friends wanted to come see you. Was that genetics? What do you attribute your amazing looks to?
I had a very good-looking father, and my mother was good-looking, and I think genetics does come into fact because they were both very good-looking people. But also, I think it's an attitude. You know, beauty is only skin deep, Ronnie, and if you're a happy, pleasant person, I think it comes out and you just look better. You know, miserable, unhappy people don't look good.
Who wants to be around someone like that, Mom. And guess what? We've thankfully eliminated plenty of those miserable people. That's what I want to talk about. You're so young at heart, Mom. You have such an amazing attitude. How do you remain optimistic at times when it's not a very optimistic world?
Well, if I didn't remain optimistic, I would go into a state of depression. I don't want to be depressed. I'm not a depressing person, you know, but I do look, the glass is always half full for me. It's not half empty, Ronnie. And it's like you and I have always said, I don't want to hear no bad news.
Exactly, Mom. I love that play that we went to. Was it The Wiz? I don't want to hear no bad news. You see, Mom, that's what I know as a human being today. I'm 54 years old. I'm confident. I believe in myself. I stand up to bullies. You taught me to have a voice. You raised strong children, independent children, during very turbulent times. What kept you grounded through it all, Mom?
Well, to be honest with you, Ronnie, there were times when I wasn't that grounded, where life became very difficult financially. It was tough having six children. I worked three jobs at one time. You know, I worked at Litton. I worked at Zodi's when Zodi's in Southern California. I worked, you know, and White Front, but I had to. And life was not easy for me, but I always felt it would get better. It would get better.
And the thing that I always loved, Mom, is you sang a lot. You would be constantly in the house, and you would be singing, and you have a lovely voice. So what is your all-time favorite song?
I love all music. I love everything. And one of my favorite songs, I think, is Bill Bailey. Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? I cried the whole night long.
Woo! I have my mom in studio singing to my producer, Mike, and I. Mom, let's high-five that. That was unbelievable. Mom, my last question for you is, what advice do you have for mothers who might be struggling, Mom, who might be going through some difficult times? What advice do you have? Because you've been through it and you are a survivor.
Well, for any woman who's going through hard times, remember, things will get better. You look at your child, love him, hold him, kiss him. You get so much back from that child. It'll help you. It'll bolster you. But remember, have faith and believe in God, and you will do well.
You see, that's the thing, Mom. You told me that I could do anything, and I believed you. All right, everybody, today is Mother's Day. I love my mom. I am so grateful to my mom for everything in my life, and I'm so grateful that she is alive today. I wish all of you a happy Mother's Day. I thank you for your support. Please check out our beautiful website, RonnieDeutschRadio.com, to check out our experts or listen to any of our previous radio shows. And the bottom line is, as my mom said, make sure that you love the kids in your life, because you just never know. Have a great day, everyone. See you next week on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.